بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Yesterday we started the new chapter, باب الاستئذان وآدابه, the chapter on seeking permission before entering a home, before entering any private place, and a person should seek permission. Yeah, when you say an enclosure, a private place, sometimes a person, for example, is in i'tikaf. Now for that moment that he is in i'tikaf, that cubicle of his is his home, so to speak. If someone from outside wants to go into the cubicle, there's no just barging in and going. It's seeking permission that may I come in, may I? He seeks permission, he makes salam, he asks permission to come in. Then he, after getting permission only, he goes in. So like that you can apply to any private space, private area that someone is in. The right thing to do before entering there is to seek permission. This is all taught to us from our beautiful Shariat. So today we do a hadith. عن سهل بن سعد رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إنما جعل الاستئذان من أجل البصر متفق عليه. هذا سهل بن سعد رضي الله عنه narrates that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said seeking permission to enter was prescribed on account of the eyes. Seeking permission to enter was prescribed on account of the eyes. This hadith is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif. Now, what does this mean? So sometimes we may think that we haven't physically entered that private space. We haven't physically entered that private area, whether it's a home, whether it's a person's sanctuary, wherever a person is. We haven't entered it, but it's okay if we look inside. In other words, from outside we can look inside, there's no harm. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is cautioning us and telling us that permission has actually been made for the eyes. In other words, before the eyes can even look inside, you got your permission. You can't even look inside someone else's home without them giving you permission to enter. And it's so practical. This is such a practical thing to do. Is if a person is living, to understand this better, person is living in a block of flats. Every time some people are walking past his door to get to their flat, if they have to look into his house every time, how difficult it will be for the woman folk. Sometimes they are cooking, sometimes they are working, they're not, maybe not dressed well. Any stranger looks in, what will happen? It's such an embarrassing situation. This chance of fitna also taking place. So Islam is so beautiful that you haven't got permission to enter a person's home, don't even look into his home. Therefore when we go for gush also, they'll tell us, stand on the side of the door. Yesterday we explained that we were told to knock three times. And knocking three times is coming directly from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that when you don't get permission after three times, three requests, then a person should leave and he should go away. So that is coming from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Here again, another adab we taught in Gush. You don't look into the home, stand on the left, stand on the right. Where are we getting this from? Directly from the Mubarak hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this beautiful adab and etiquette that we are being taught in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these are all things that we should practice upon, because practicing upon is actually practicing upon the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Another thing we should inculcate in our lives is that as a general rule, try not to look around too much. Person is driving on the road. Hey, let me see who's sitting in the next car. Who's that in the car? Let me see who's on this side. When there's no need to. Obviously, if there's security risk, person is driving at night, it may be dangerous and he wants to check. There's nothing dangerous around. That is a different situation. But as a general rule, try not looking into any private space, whether a person is sitting in his car with his family, whether a person is staying in a flat, whether a person is staying in a home. Sometimes a person is driving past other people's home. And looking into the yard also is not something that is good, is not something that is encouraged at all. Therefore, you'll find people have got intercoms, have got buzzers, etc. to get permission to get into the yard first before you get into the house. So if you've got no permission to get into the yard, you should be looking into the yard also. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. How beautiful, how refined our deen is. It becomes so easy that when a person is feeling comfortable, that the next Muslim is not going to look into my house, he's not going to see into my private space, he's going to get permission before he enters. When he enters, he's going to enter with salam. He's giving us the guarantee that there's no harm upon us from him. When he's leaving, he's making salam. He's giving us the guarantee that in our absence also, there's no harm from him. How nice, what a beautiful society gets created like that. There's respect, there's honor for every person. Now when a person has practiced like that by not looking in, you'll find that person, if he has to be in a lift, and if there happens to be some ladies that happen to come into that lift, the person's eyes are already down, he's been trained, I'm not allowed to look in someone's home, how can I look at someone else's daughter, someone else's wife, someone else's mother? The training is already there. This training is taught to us in the Mubarak teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have such a stress-free society, otherwise people have to be on guard all the time. They don't know when somebody may just peek into the home, peek at the woman folk. In other words, people are not using their discretion. People are going to unlawfully look at things, and a person himself also now gets into the habit of looking. When he trains the eyes, it becomes very easy. Like that, when a person trains his ears, it becomes very easy for him to stop listening to ghibat. The moment he hears somebody talking about ghibat, either he'll stop that person immediately, or if he can't stop the person, he walks away from there, because the ears are trained. Like that, we are taught to train the tongue also, that this tongue must not speak anything that is unnecessary, must not speak anything that is unlawful. And we are also taught to train the mind and the heart. How beautiful our teachings are in deen, that all these things we are taught to train. So when a person meets Allah Ta'ala eventually on the day of Qiyamah, he's clean, his heart is clean, his mind is clean, his amal is clean, because he trained himself in the dunya to stay away from all those things that are wrong. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma, bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.